This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I'm feeling a little guilty. Okay, first, I love my mom. Many of you guys know my mom. Beautiful woman. Strongest woman I know. Smartest woman I know. She would diagnose me before a doctor could. You know, she knew if I had strep. She knew if I had, you know, I don't know, STDs. No, I didn't have an STD. But she would be able to, as a kid, just know exactly what was wrong with me. And I thought my mom was a god. I was scared of her, okay? You know, she was a pretty formidable woman. She really knew how to whoop your butt, and gosh, she had a fast backhand. And so I always kind of feared my mom until, of course, I, you know, became an adult. And when my dad died, I kind of took on a role in the family as being, you know, I know my siblings would be mad if I say the head of the household, but you do kind of take on that role. You know, my boys do that all the time. Whenever Corey's out of town, you know, they're like, all right, well, you know, mom, they try to call me Dahlia. All right, Dahlia, this is what we're going to do. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Now, I'm the head of the household. Okay, you know, you guys still have to go through some Tanner staging first before you can try to pretend that you're the head of my household. So anyway, my mom's a fantastic woman, wonderful woman, but I'm feeling guilty these days because she drives you crazy. She just, okay. So this is why I'm feeling guilty. So my mom had a minor eye procedure. You know, so we took her to the surgery and then she had to go for the follow up. And I know exactly what to avoid so I don't get frustrated with her. So one thing my mom does is she provides a lot of commentary. Really? Gee, Dahlia, an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Okay, listen, I provide commentary, but I truncate the commentary when the bumper music comes on, okay? So I will stop and finish my commentary, and I don't provide commentary on every little thing. My mom is a genius. I think she trained at the CNN School of Broadcast. I don't know, but she can provide commentary on everything. So I'm thinking, okay, wait a second. If we go to an eye doctor, there's not really much commentary she could provide because they got to check her eyes and all that. Like, I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to yell at her. I'm going to be good. Okay? So we go there, and, you know, procedure went well. Thank you, Dr. DeBrava. Love you to death. We're there for the follow-up the next day, and they start to put up the letters. And I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to be good for the next 5 minutes. Okay? Great. You know? And there's, like, a lot of rows. You know where you have to cover one eye and, you know, you see all the letters Z, W, F, Z, 2, or B, or whatever. And then they just kind of go down in size. So I'm like, okay, great, it's a letter. I'm in the clear. And so my mom starts to look at the letters, okay? And she goes into high voice. All right, so a lot of you guys do this, okay? Nobody admits it. So when we women are around other people, we're like, hi. Oh, that's nice. Nice to see you. But then when we yell at, you know, your kids or whatever, it's like, what is going on? You have your low voice. So all of a sudden she goes into high voice mode. Well, that first letter looks like an E. Like, okay, just say the letter, Mom. Okay, say the letter. Is it W? No. Maybe it's a W. What do you think? I don't have an opinion on the matter, Mom. Just read the letters. Z, no. No. You know, the first letter was easier to see than Z. I always have trouble with the letters. Can I start over? And I'm like, woman, read the letters. Read the damn letters, woman, now. I feel so guilty because I'm yelling. my mom, you know, I think of my mom as this big towering giant who used to whoop my butt. You know, everybody looks at my mom as like a little innocent, you know, she's a little old lady mom. Beautiful, doesn't look old, but you know. And yeah, then we go to the next slide. Okay. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. And I'm just sitting there wanting to just explode. And I notice that with a lot of friends who have older parents, and I see the frustration. And, you know, when you're really, really close to them, you see them kind of yell at the parents. You know, and then, you know, it's something we want to hide. I yell at my kids, and I don't care. I tell you guys to yell at the kids, but I don't want anybody to know that I yell at my mom. And I don't really, like, yell at her. But I, like, I can't take it anymore. Stop, woman, stop. Drive me crazy. No wonder Dad died. You killed him. He can't take it anymore. And so, I love her to death, you know, but I'm so afraid I'm going to say something inappropriate. I'm so afraid I'm going to make her feel bad because I don't know how many more years I have with her left, you know? Not because of her. She'll live forever, God willing. It's me. You know, I don't know what is going to happen. I'm just so afraid I'm going to get out of a doctor's appointment with her and just, like, be so, like, out of it that I get hit by a bus. So, you know, I want to make sure that forever much longer I have on this earth, I spend with her, it's good. So how do you avoid that lack of patience you have with your parents? They gave birth to you. I do that. I'll say she gave birth to me. That it doesn't work. That doesn't last. It lasted barely past the fourth row of letters, and we had like five slides. Okay, I couldn't, that didn't work. She breastfed you. No, that doesn't work. That's not even a thought you want to think about. So what I do when I'm ready to, you know, wring my mom's neck, and again, I love her to death. It just, I just don't, you know, she's too much like me, you know, and I just can't listen. I have to listen to myself, and it's just too much. I just can't listen to a second person to the same degree as me. My suggestion is just keep remembering that, you know, everybody annoys you, all right? And this is the one person where you are legally and genetically bound to be annoyed by, which means it's just not going to change. You are going to be annoyed, ticked off by that person. So just go with it, okay? Make jokes about it in your head. Talk about it. Have fun. Make a blog about it, you know. But love them because, again, you don't know how much time you have left with them. And, you know, is it really a big deal that, you know, she reads letters in an ophthalmology office over a four-hour period? Yes, it does. I can't take it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, you guys help me out with this, especially since I'm grounded probably, if my mom just listened to that last segment. So while I'm grounded, I think I need you guys to kind of help me figure out what the heck is going on here. Do you guys remember that there was a doctor who sounded the alarm on the coronavirus saying, hey guys, this is some serious stuff, and this might turn into SARS. We have, I believe, almost 30,000 people infected with coronavirus right now. Over 500 people have died. And we're going to give you guys an update a little bit later today. And when a doctor, when this first happened, started warning others, going, guys, we got to be prepared. This could be another SARS. He got arrested. He got detained. Well, now He's dead. They say it's from coronavirus. Li Wenling, a doctor in China, who was allegedly detained for warning others about the coronavirus, got sick himself and has died. His death has been confirmed during a World Health Organization press briefing. World Health Organization official said, "We're very sad to hear the loss of Dr. Li Wenling. I don't know about his medical conditions. He looks pretty healthy. He was a 34-year-old ophthalmologist at Wuhan Central Hospital. He had claimed that in late December, he shared his concerns via private chat with medical school graduates after several patients exhibited symptoms similar to SARS. Then he was visited and warned by authorities. According to Fox News, he was summoned to Public Security Bureau, where he was forced to sign a letter stating that he made false comments about the virus, according to the BBC. Authorities later apologized. Shortly after, he began coughing and developed a fever. It landed him in the hospital for several days. On January 30th, he tested positive for the virus. Now, we've heard he's dead. I wonder if they're going to make a movie out of all this. I mean, you know, like Chernobyl, the miniseries? There is some drama behind this. We don't know what his previous medical conditions were. You know, again, 34-year-old ophthalmologist, pretty healthy, has access to health care, you know, not considered in that demographic of vulnerable, feeble individuals. Not sure what happened there. And as a doctor, I find that whole story very frightening in terms of you want to warn others about the severity of disease. You're a doctor. You're a doctor in China. And you are meant to protect public health. You are doing your job. And you get arrested for it. Apparently, he raised the alarm on December 30th, posting in his medical school alumni group on the Chinese messaging app WeChat. And he posted that 7 patients from a local seafood market had been diagnosed with SARS-like illness and were quarantined in his hospital. Now, we colleagues talk to each other all the time. We're like, guys, I want you to look out for this. I mean, you guys hear about it before I talk to other doctors, to be honest, because I don't talk to doctors often. I talk to you guys. I'm on air all the time. So I give you guys my theories all the time. You know, but, gosh, if I was in China, who knows what would happen to me? Some scary stuff. So right after he posted the message, he was accused of rumor mongering by the Wuhan police. He was one of several medics targeted by police for trying to blow the whistle on the deadly virus in the early weeks of the outbreak. Thus far, we've had over 28,000 people affected that we know of, 560 dead so far. So he contracted the virus from one of his patients January 12th. It was confirmed at the end of the month. And then, unfortunately, he died. Now, the number of cases have been growing exponentially. And that's kind of what happens. With an outbreak, it's not going to be linear, where would you go 1, 2, 3, 4, exponential, where it's like, you know, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, you know, 64, whatever. So that's unfortunately what happens with these viruses. But when you hear somebody gets quieted, I mean, I'm not known for keeping my mouth shut. I mean, when I took my Hippocratic Oath, okay, and I'm supposed to do no harm, that means withholding information from the public. Now, we don't want to scare people. I don't want to give false opinions. I don't want to give, you know, false information. But if I'm worried about something, I'll tell you. If I'm not worried about something, I'll tell you. It's my opinion. You know, this is an opinion show. But I do try to give you guys the utmost medical information as we get it. And so if I'm concerned that the masks might not provide proper protection, but you want to use them, I'll say, look, you know, they might not provide perfect protection, but if you feel like using them, well, you know, it's better than not, but I don't really think it does much. That's the type of information I give. Giving you guys the numbers as I get it across the news scanner. But he was right. Here's somebody who was right. Told other medical colleagues. He didn't go to the media. He told other medical colleagues. And then it makes you wonder what else is going on. Apparently, there's a rumor that are the numbers and the death toll are incorrect. Apparently, a set of screenshots that people were able to grab in China before they were taken down shows that the death toll and the number of cases is probably higher than people think. Now, we understand there's a lot of false stories going around social media. You know, like drinking a Corona does not give you coronavirus. Okay, that stuff is just absolutely stupid. Okay? Also, a theory that Lysol knew about coronavirus this whole time. No, Lysol is a disinfectant spray that had been proven, I believe, in their marketing to be effective against certain viruses, such as the coronavirus. Coronavirus, it's a big family of viruses. We've had coronaviruses and known about them for years. This is a new strain of one. So Lysol, I do not believe, knew about this particular strain. But this latest allegation came after internet users allegedly spotted much higher statistics momentarily on the country's largest online news site, Tencent. So, some of them were 80 times the official death tally. Some believe that it was leaked by journalists in defiance of Beijing's order. Others think that the images were edited as part of a smear campaign against China, where they hacked. What's going on? But when these, when people were looking at the screenshot, some captured 154,000 people affected by this, 24,500 dead. Now, that would be 80 times the official figures. Then the website was swiftly updated. Now, again, it could have been an error. People have errors on their website. You know, I've had to correct, you know, grammatical errors or spelling errors on my blog posts. Errors happen. But, gosh, that's a big error on two different spots. It's not like, okay, there was an error or a typo on one number. Two different numbers were off. 154,000 infected with 25,000 dead, or the current numbers which were being reported, where we have 28,200 and 565 deaths. You know, when you kind of look at the degree, you know, it starts to make you wonder. Now, there was a anonymous party person who worked at a crematorium said 100 body bags are required every day from the three hospitals. Now, you know, again, we don't want to spread fear. What I want, though, is some answers. You know, we're not working with the most transparent country right now. And there's all this weird stuff happening, all these weird, you know, things going on. The doctor who, you know, kind of first made it known is dead, and I, you know, so this is what brings on fear. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first public remarks since being cleared of two articles of impeachment by the U.S. Senate yesterday. He spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Trump saying that he and his family and the nation have been put through a terrible ordeal by dishonest and corrupt people.
Courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
Before beginning his remarks, he held up a USA Today edition with the giant one-word headline, Acquitted. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Plus, big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. So, the months-long impeachment trial and Senate trial is over. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. A lot of drama on the Senate floor. People had to pronounce Trump as guilty or not guilty, as required by the Senate. Rules on each of the two articles. They had to basically vote on the abuse of power and the obstruction of Congress. The Constitution requires that no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. As you know, Trump is the third president in U.S. history to face an impeachment trial. Republicans did have an advantage in the Senate, 53-47, but not all Republicans voted in favor of Donald Trump. Mitt Romney voted against him. He announced that he would vote to convict Trump, so we knew this was going to happen. He did break ranks with his party And again, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with people breaking ranks from the party. I don't like the idea of, okay, well, if I'm a Democrat, then whatever the Democrats want, I'm going to do. You know, I mean, because a lot of Democrats knew the ACA was a bad bill and knew Obamacare stuck, and they voted for it anyway. So I would have loved to see more Democrats say, look, this sucks. Okay? And so I don't mind when somebody says, well, they broke ranks. Just because you get into office doesn't mean that, you know, you have to be a puppet. You are supposed to have some individuality and your ideas. That's why a man or a woman is elected, okay? We're not just electing a group. You know, we vote for a single person. That being said, don't try to use the R to get elected or the D to get elected, you know, if you're going to, you know, act like the other side. So that's kind of where there's this push and pull. You know, like there's some, you know, Republican senators that just don't really seem to have Republican ideologies, and we're like, well, then why are you campaigning on the R side? You know, you can't dupe voters. If voters are going to think you're going to be more for tax cuts, more for, you know, certain, economic policies that Trump wants to, you know, promote immigration, things like that, then why are you running on the R side if you're going to keep voting on the D side? Then you might as well be a D. So, you know, it's definitely a very contentious thing when you have somebody, quote-unquote, break ranks. And I don't know if Mitt Romney breaks ranks a lot, but where there's a big issue with this is Mitt Romney has a personal, little war with Trump. Trump and Mitt Romney don't get along. They've toyed with each other for a while. There's, you know, and so, Romney is no friend of Trump. And this is why I'm not in politics. That has got to stink. If you are ridiculed by somebody, and you get promised a position and then not get a position, you know, in the White House administration, and you know, you publicly get embarrassed, and then you have to sit there and you have to stand by them. You know, I see why Romney did this. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm not surprised. Problem is people are mad. People want him voted out. You know, actually, people want Pelosi voted out for ripping up State of the Union address that had Tuskegee Airmen and, mourning families honored in it. And so ripping something like that up was really, really disrespectful. So some people think that she needs to go. So if you thought that the impeachment trial was going to be the end of it, it's not. You know, at least we get to move forward from this. It's still going to be an ugly year. Idea of, you know, people not wanting Trump in office is there, just like people don't want Hillary in office. And gosh, I keep being told Hillary wants to run again. I don't know if I could sit through that. I don't think the Democrats would nominate Hillary Clinton. I don't think they want to go through that again. She lost. And she lost to Trump when he didn't have a booming economy. So I don't want to be overly optimistic, but there's really not a, you know, Democratic front runner that can compete with a, you know, booming economy. We understand that China is going to now cut tariffs and going to want to spark an increase in economy because they are having obviously big issues with coronavirus. And so, you know, in a time like this when, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty and, you know, we don't feel like North Korea is going to attack us anytime soon. You know, we feel like we've, you know, kind of, you know, had a little bit of a break, you know, especially from job loss and, you know, rising healthcare costs. I don't know if a lot of people are going to want to rock the boat. I know a lot of Democrats are like, I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I'm not going to vote against him. So it'll be an interesting election, and the Democrats needed this impeachment. They knew they weren't going to get it, but they needed to, you know, tarnish his name, you know, whether he deserved it or not. You know, they needed that for their media bites because they could still say he was impeached. He just wasn't, you know, removed from office. So Trump obviously tweeted. He posted a video, how Trumpism outlasts Trump, the strength of his support. And I guess Trumpism is a term. And so you basically see him where it says Trump 2028, Trump 2032, Trump 2036, not that he's running, but thinking that Trumpism will outlast. I don't know if the president who later secedes him is going to want to carry on Trumpism. I don't think they could. I think there's only one Trump. I think that's, you know, the way he does things is the way he does things. Nobody should pretend. You know, when we talked about Obamacare, people were afraid that, you know, Hillary was going to come in and continue Obamacare, which unfortunately I think hurt her chances of being reelected as well. But, like I told you, no, Hillary's, why would Hillary extend somebody else's legacy, especially a crappy one? You know, when it was her idea in the first place back in the 90s to rehaul healthcare. So I think whoever does later replace Trump will have their own fix on things. Just if there are certain things in place, you know, like getting rid of that mandate, you know, penalizing employers for things. I think those things hopefully will need to stay in place. Now, in Iowa, that's a whole nother cluster. It looks like Buttigieg is still, is it Buttigieg or Buttigieg? Is it French? Buttigieg maintains an extremely narrow lead in Iowa. 97% of the results are declared. He is neck and neck with Bernie Sanders. CNN placed him at 26.2%, Sanders at 26.1%, making the final result too close to call. Senator Elizabeth Warren trails behind at 18.2%. Joe Biden did the worst. Well, not the worst, but, you know, of the front runners, is in fourth place with 15.8%. Klobuchar, fifth place with 12.2%. So the Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Tony Price reportedly told state party officials that the full results are expected by the end of today. After 3 days of delay, we're blamed on technical issues with the app that supposedly were created by people of the, you know, Hillary Clinton previous campaign. So there was obviously a complete breakdown Monday night. It's ridiculous. Pretty embarrassing stuff. Makes you kind of worried about, you know, the integrity of, you know, elections when we rely so much on computers. Because there's a lot of BS that goes on, unfortunately, that we don't know about. I'll believe the conspiracy theorists on that one. But, you know, Pete Buttigieg has a very, very interesting profile because he's young. He's married to a man. He's very likable, has a lot of likability. Seems to be a little bit more moderate than some of the other liberals. And so, you know, he's been kind of making a name. And, you know, yeah, he was a mayor of a, you know, of a city, you know, as opposed to being a senator or a governor, you know, but or a vice president. But, you know, he does have a likability factor. The thing is, though, is like Huckabee has huge likability factor. And Huckabee would always win the Iowa caucus. He, though, was never able to make it beyond that. So, you know, the Iowa caucus isn't the end-all of politics. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys are on statins and blood pressure medications or medicines for diabetes? Well, one concern doctors have had with these medications is that if we put you on it, you're going to think you have like a get-out-of-jail-free card. And you might think it's like a free pass to eating whatever you want. I mean, I've made jokes about that where, you know, I never want to get diabetes, but if I do get diabetes, there's no way I'm stopping chocolate. So I'll just have to increase my insulin those days. And no, you do have to come to the realization that you are done with sugar. Most sugar. If you have high cholesterol, you have got to cut your fatty foods. If you have high blood pressure, you got to cut your salt. and fatty foods and sugar and lose weight. So, were we doctors over exaggerating? Well, apparently there's a study of 40,000 people to see if that's what happens, if they do think of it as a free pass. And 82% were gaining weight. It's not the drugs that made you gain weight. It's the, yeah, I'm on blood pressure medicine, I got it covered. This little baby pill is going to save me from dying. So millions of people take statins or cholesterol medications. The HMG CoA reductase inhibitors, where basically it prevents a cholesterol manufacturing, or it decreases the cholesterol manufacturing in the body. Millions more take high blood pressure medicine. About a third of American adults have high blood pressure. And this new study led by the University of Turku in Finland suggests that we need to probably drive home that the pill is just an adjunct and not necessarily your, you know, whole artillery. Study leader Dr. Marit Korhonen said medication shouldn't be viewed as a free pass to continue or start an unhealthy lifestyle. Our research sought to determine if people who started medications were making the lifestyle changes necessary to see health benefits. Statins lower bad cholesterol, the bad LDL. We've talked about LDL versus HDL, good and bad cholesterol. Your liver makes cholesterol. Cholesterol has to get transported to the body. LDL helps that transport, helps bring cholesterol to tissues and deposits it in tissues. You need cholesterol for cell synthesis, cell walls, a whole variety of things. Your brain needs cholesterol, so you need a certain amount of LDL. But the more LDL you have, the more dumping and deposition you have of cholesterol. Because, again, the more cholesterol you have, the more you have a need for more LDL. HDL is the opposite. HDL is your sanitation department. HDL goes around and picks up, hopefully, unused cholesterol. Once it's stuck in a plaque, it's debatable on how much it cleans up of that. But circulating cholesterol that has nowhere to go and is dying to clog your heart arteries, HDL will hopefully pick up and bring it back to the liver to be destroyed. So we want higher HDL, less LDL. So studies suggest that one in every 50 patients who take the medication for 5 years will avoid a life-threatening heart attack or stroke. I think the number's even higher. I didn't have one patient who was taking that medication like they were supposed to die of a heart attack. Or even have a heart attack. My father wouldn't take a statin. I told him he wouldn't. Oh, I'm going to hurt my liver. I don't want it to hurt my liver. Leave me alone. Little girl, leave me alone. And I didn't. I left him alone. But I'm like, I don't want you having the nicest liver in the graveyard cemetery. Okay? I don't care about your liver. And a small low dose is not going to hurt the liver. Very rarely could it affect the liver. Can you please? And, you know, he wouldn't do it. Unfortunately, he died of a massive heart attack. Critics say that much of the research is a little overhyped. There is some side effects. It could cause muscle pain because your muscle makes cholesterol also. Liver damage, risk of diabetes. The diabetes risk with cholesterol always gets debated. People say, well, oh my gosh, you know, that person was on statin medications for years and now they're diabetic. But the average diabetic has high cholesterol for years before they become diabetic. So were they always going to be diabetic? How do you prove it was the pill and not just genetics? Or the fact that it was environment that had high cholesterol. High cholesterol will precede diabetes by about 10 years. Blood pressure medications, like ACE inhibitors, have been shown to have a tiny increased risk of lung cancer in early research. But for the most part, I've never seen a case of cancer-induced blood pressure. So I know people are still kind of wondering about what happened with Rush Limbaugh. From what I understand, he smoked cigars. I don't know how much. I don't know if he was on blood pressure medicine. But stage 4 lung cancer is pretty serious stuff. People want to know why, what it could have been. We're usually going to go to tobacco was the culprit. So going back to this study, Dr. Korhonen and the colleagues looked at 40,000 public sector workers in Finland who had not been previously diagnosed with heart disease or stroke. They looked at their BMI, physical activity, alcohol consumption, smoking history. They gathered every 4 years from 2000 to 2013. Pharmacy data was used to determine if they began taking blood pressure or statin medications. People prescribed either of the two treatments were 8% more likely to become physically inactive than those who were not on medication. So once they started taking the medication, they're like, all right, I'm good. 82% started putting on weight. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. You know, we're looking at people gain weight over a few years. But you don't understand. If you're given a high cholesterol diagnosis, if you're given a high blood pressure diagnosis, you need to get off your butt and change your lifestyle. So the fact that they're thinking the pill will protect, they're not scared. You know, remember in the olden days, if you were told you had high cholesterol, you got scared. If you were told you had diabetes, you got scared. I had a family member. It was before I was born. I think it was my mom's grandfather was told that he had diabetes and he was only allowed like 10 grapes a day. And that was it. So what they did is they limited the amount of sugar they could take in. And he was, and she just remembers that he was very, very limited, had to watch what he ate, and he stuck to it. People were scared to death. Nowadays, it's, no, you know, and maybe we were talking about fat shaming. You know how California wants to kind of, you know, revamp the physical fitness tests for kids because it could fat shame them, bully them, or be discriminatory if they're non-binary because you're trying to rate somebody under the girl BMI or the boy BMI. We doctors, we don't want to get bad reviews. We don't want people ticked off going somewhere else. So the, you know, idea of your doctor yelling at you saying you're too fat, I mean, I remember my mom's day and age. You know, she said, yeah, the doctor yelled at them saying they were too fat. Now, that could have been her interpretation, you know. Yeah, remember I told you there was a husband that came in with his wife. And the husband was sitting on the medical table. And the wife was there. And I had to explain the labs. And I explained, okay, so your cholesterol is high. And, you know, so we kind of need to look at your diet and look at the high cholesterol foods, you know, like meats and things like that. He looks at his wife to translate, and the wife goes, you're eating too much blank, you know, with an S word. Then he looks back at me, like, well, that's not what I said, but I said we need to, okay. And then the blood pressure was high, a little bit. So with blood pressure, we got maybe lower blood pressure with watching your salt, maybe doing some exercise, you know, increasing your exercise each day. He stops, looks at her to translate. She goes, you need to get off your butt. And so, you know, I didn't really need the translation. He obviously could understand me. So I get that people will rephrase and paraphrase what the doctor said. My doctor said I had to get off my butt, my lazy butt, and I had to quit eating all this crap. I don't really see doctors saying that. But maybe we doctors need to go back and say something like that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.